20 somewhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you miss any of this fine program, please go online to domandcrute.com. You can listen to and download podcasts and interviews.
Can't we send them to Devil Radio 92.7? I hate when we mismatch the branding around here. Dom, it's 420. We got a fine guest. He has joined us. He's Alan Robinson, his company, The Herbal Aspect, and he's doing a limited edition series right here on Devil Radio regarding cannabis. So that's what I thought the topic would be, but you're coming freshly from a press conference. They asked, local leaders asked you to attend. Alan, the press conference, obviously, in reaction to the Derek Chauvin verdict coming down, and Alan, first and foremost, welcome back. But above and beyond that, how'd the press conference go?
Okay, no, number one, it's always good to see you, Crudy. Always good to see you. Number two, local leaders asked me to be there. That kind of excludes me from being a local leader. Didn't think you'd
What, do you self-invite? It means less if you just show up at the party. You got to pretend like you're invited by a very important person.
You led yourself there.
Hey, man, I just felt real on the outs just there, sir. No, it was joyous. It turned out to be a joyous occasion.
And who led the... sorry to interrupt. We're going to be a little short on time. Want to make sure we get a few points out. Who spoke at the press conference?
So really, it was more of a... a watch party, I suppose, with press there. Okay, so like I saw Michael had an interview. Michael Johnson had an interview. The chief of Madison Police Department, Chief Barnes, had an interview with somebody else. So, you know, you'll catch them on the various local networks. I spoke with Channel 3 for a little bit there.
They
make their rounds.
When the OJ verdict came down, I was working for ABC. I was at some women's luncheon, and the verdict came down and they played it live for the entirety of the luncheon, and there were gasps in that room that day. People were shocked by the verdict. First and foremost, were you shocked by the OJ verdict, and were you shocked by this verdict today?
I felt the exact same thing for each verdict. I was happy. I'm not gonna front. I was happy when I was a high schooler going to Verona High School when the OJ verdict was read, so I was one of 13 black people that went to a school of over 900 people, and they weren't the friendliest back then. I won't date myself. But I will say that I feel like we've taken major steps because today's elation was shared by everybody in the room. Beyond that, the reporter who I spoke with from Channel 3, visibly emotional, incredibly excited about the possibility of holding someone accountable for such an egregious crime. So, and yeah.
Does that feel like a step in the right direction? Obviously, until just this afternoon, within an hour, I guess, we found out that Chauvin was guilty of all charges. But I felt some angst. I think a lot of people felt angst. Were you feeling angst that this was not going to be the verdict?
I think that everybody felt that, and I think that says a lot about where we are and how far we've got to go. And it certainly doesn't bode well for our country if, in fact, we can all be like, whoo, yeah, we actually watched somebody get convicted of a really egregious crime. We watched the conviction. We gave him justice. It's like that should have been, like, we should be talking about how to make sure that his kids or you know what I'm saying? There should just be.
That should have been the default. There should be justice through the courts, through the legal system.
Right.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Alan Robinson, Herbal Aspect, joining us for just a few more minutes. Alan, the Minnesota AG, Keith Ellison, spoke, and we didn't get all of it, but before we actually broadcast it, I was watching the closed captioning on CNN, and he made some reference to, you know, justice is, we need more than just justice. We need to change, you know, the system, essentially. I'm paraphrasing because I didn't have it in front of me. But to that degree, I mean, this is one case, right? And there's justice in this case, and you know, nothing's going to bring George Floyd back to his family. But we still have a police issue in this country Alan, any sense of where do you think, you know, we go next philosophically as we address some of these major issues in policing?
We've got to start with ourselves, and I think that means each one of us, but more specifically with the leadership in the police departments. These individuals have to be willing to give up some and relinquish control and power. It really has to be that simple. The answers are always the same, whether it is the 1919 riot, the 1935 riot, the 1945 riot, the riots in Los Angeles. The answers are always the same, right? So we need community policing. We need economic opportunity for African Americans and or disenfranchised, marginalized communities. We need transportation, and we need equal access to opportunity by way of jobs and things like that. If you don't have an economic component, you're not going to actually solve the crime problem. And the crime problem isn't being answered correctly either by the over-militarization of the police department, which then just turns around to harass the people. So it's a awful cycle, but it has to be broken with the people, by the people who have the power. So it starts with the leadership of the police departments. I will tell you this, though. The Madison police chief just got through telling me that he hates the smell of weed. So we probably ain't going to be friends.
Alan, it is 420. We're down to our last couple minutes. But Herbal Aspect, your fine company, you sell CBD products, Delta 8 products, and you are doing a show, Herbal Aspect, right here on Monday nights next 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. Last night was your inaugural Herbal Aspect show, but tell them all about it quickly, if you would.
Yeah, so last night was our first show, and I just kind of went over all of the shows that are to come. We're going to talk about biofuels. We're going to talk about the way that hemp can be used to create plastics, building materials. We're going to do it's all about hemp. It's the herbal aspect of how hemp and cannabis can solve the world's problems. But right now, I'm interested in solving one of your problems, Crudy. I brought you some samples.
I'll take the blue edible.
You want the blue edible?
No okay, doubt. So. Yeah, good blue for the Dems.
You're going to get the blue pill.
Not going to get legal marijuana from the red Republicans.
Now, I also have a joint here or a pre-rolled blunt here, and you can tell me which one of those you want. I'm going to have the other one, by the way.
I'm going to go with the white guy joint.
You're going to go with the
one? I'm not cool enough for a blunt.
The 1 gram joint. Okay, well, that's a cookies variety, and that is pre-rolled nice. For you. You left me with a 3 gram blunt, and because it's 420 all day, I'm going to do that today.
Go to herbalaspect.com. That's right, isn't it?
Herbalaspect.com.
And tune in Monday nights for the big show. Thank you all for tuning in. The verdict is in. Derek Chauvin, guilty, guilty, guilty. Stick around. Our friend Earl Ingram's next. We got live programming all night. Keep it locked. Devil Radio 92.7. Happy 420, everyone.
You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
Talk it out, man.